Chapter 2. Simple Science. For any two of us to communicate with one another, we must share a certain amount of common reality. As a result, our nervous systems must be virtually identical in their ability to perceive information from the external world, process and integrate that information in our brains, and then have similar systems of output, including thought, word, or deed. The emergence of life was a most remarkable event. With the advent of the single-celled organism, a new era of information processing was born at the molecular level. Through the manipulation of atoms and molecules into DNA and RNA sequences, information could be entered, coded, and stored for future use. Moments in time no longer came and went without a record, and by interweaving a continuum of sequential moments into a common thread, the life of the cell evolved as a bridge across time. Before long, cells figured out ways of hanging together and working together, which finally produced you and me. According to the American Heritage Dictionary, to evolve biologically means to develop by evolutionary processes from a primitive to a more highly organized form. Earth's molecular brain of DNA is a powerful and successful genetic program, not only because it adapts to constant change, but also because it expects, appreciates, and takes advantage of opportunities to transform itself into something even more magnificent. It is perhaps of interest that our human genetic code is constructed by the exact same four nucleotides, complex molecules, as every other form of life on this planet. At the level of our DNA, we are related to the birds, reptiles, amphibians, other mammals, and even the plant life. From a purely biological perspective, we human beings are our own species-specific mutation of Earth's genetic possibility. As much as we would like to think that human life has attained biological perfection, despite our sophisticated design, we do not represent a finished and/or perfect genetic code. The human brain exists in an ongoing state of change. Even the brains of our ancestors of 2,000 or 4,000 years ago do not look identical to the brains of man today. The development of language, for example, has altered our brain's anatomical structure and cellular networks. Most of the different types of cells in our body die and are replaced every few weeks or months. However, neurons, the primary cell of the nervous system, do not multiply, for the most part, after we are born. That means that the majority of the neurons in your brain today are as old as you are. This longevity of the neurons partially accounts for why we feel pretty much the same on the inside at the age of 10 as we do at the age 30 or 77. The cells in our brain are the same, but over time their connections change based upon their, our, experience. The human nervous system is a wonderfully dynamic entity composed of an estimated 1 trillion cells. To give you some appreciation for how enormous 1 trillion is, consider this. There are approximately 6 billion people on the planet, and we would have to multiply all 6 billion people 166 times just to make up the number of cells combining to create a single nervous system. Of course, our body is much more than a nervous system. In fact, the typical adult human body is composed of approximately 50 trillion cells. That would be 8,333 times all the 6 billion people on the planet. What's amazing is that this huge conglomeration of bone cells, muscle cells, connective tissue cells, sensory cells, etc., tend to get along and work together to generate perfect health. Biological evolution generally occurs from a state of lesser complexity to a state of greater complexity. Nature ensures her own efficiency by not reinventing the wheel with every new species she creates. Generally, once nature identifies a pattern in the genetic code that works toward the survival of the creature, like a blossom for nectar transmission, a heart to pump blood, a sweat gland to help regulate body temperature, or an eyeball for vision, she tends to build that feature into future permutations of that specific code. By adding a new level of programming on top of an already well-established set of instructions, each new species contains a strong foundation of time-tested DNA sequences. This is one of the simple ways through which nature transmits the experience and wisdom bestowed by ancient life into her progeny. Another advantage to this type of build on top of what already works genetic engineering strategy is that very small manipulations of the genetic sequences can result in major evolutionary transformations. In our own genetic profile, believe it or not, scientific evidence indicates that we humans share 99.4% of our total DNA sequences with the chimpanzee. This does not mean, of course, that humans are direct descendants from our tree-swinging friends, but it does emphasize that the genius of our molecular code is supported by eons of nature's greatest evolutionary effort. Our human code was not a random act, at least not in its entirety, but rather is better construed as nature's ever-evolving quest for a body of genetic perfection. As members of the same human species, you and I share all but 0.01%, 1/100 of 1%, of identical genetic sequences. So biologically, as a species, you and I are virtually identical to one another at the level of our genes, 99.99%. Looking around at the diversity within our human race, it is obvious that 0.01% accounts for a significant difference in how we look, think, and behave.